Hello.
Hello, Baden. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, love. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. I love your name.
Thank you very much. It's a very, very old name.
It's cool. I like it.
Dude, I like your name, too. We'll just go there. All right, man. So, first of all, we are super stoked. We've got everything in this moment happening right now, in this moment. Friday, the release of your new album, Ritual.
I know. We're so excited.
So, what can you tell people to expect out of this album?
I think that this is, you know, we always put our soul into it. I always put my heart and soul into it. So, you know, but I think it's another side of us that is more of an organic, raw side. You know, I love having a lot of harmonies normally, and I love electronic stuff, and I love, like, you know, a little industrial flares and things like that. But this album is more of a stripped down, like, soulful side of myself, a more vulnerable and, like, if you were to peel away a lot of the layers type album. So I think people are going to find that really interesting.
Yeah, man, I noticed that. And so, see, and I have to admit, man, I thought I'd pegged, you know, which direction you guys were going to go. But in this moment, you guys just have this habit of being like, well, guess what? Surprise, we're going to do this now. And it definitely keeps things interesting. And I was like, whoa, when Oh Lord came out, I was sitting there and I started hearing those drums. Goom, God, goom. And I'm like, oh my God, it hurts my soul. Hurts my soul. Oh my God, here we go. And yeah, it was epic. So, and then the other one.
Is it Roots or In the
Yeah,
Air?
Roots.
Oh, Roots, yeah.
Yeah, Roots came out too, and I was like, oh, wow. So this is almost, you know, a different direction even from Oh Lord. And but they're both fantastic, so I can tell you that we're looking forward to that album for sure.
Thank you. I'm really excited for everyone to get it, and you know, it's special to me because when you put all your energy into it, you take so long, and you put your soul in it, and then you kind of let it out into the world. So it's always interesting to see what happens with it.
Oh, I have no doubts that this thing is going to be awesome. We're spinning Oh Lord like it's nobody's business. So, and it gets requested.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
So you're going to be here in Springfield again. Welcome back, by the way. September 29th.
Very excited.
Yeah, Avatar of Mice and Men. This show is just going to be nuts. Springfield just flipped the freak out whenever we announced it.
Good. That's what we want. You know, we want to do an exciting tours. We want to have people coming out to the show and being a part of the show with us and having it be like a really special experience, not just like another show. So we're going to try to work real hard to make it a really special night for everyone.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. The last time I saw you was, like me personally, we were at Rocklahoma. Here you come. Stomping through mud and you're like 14-inch platform heels, just like a badass, dude. Like,
I haven't been wearing them anymore. I think I might have retired them for good, but I just, like, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I was wearing those. I'm eccentric.
Yeah, you got to express yourself. That day you were just feeling like you did not want to be anywhere near the mud. So you just raised
that
yourself.
Day, I didn't want to be near the mud, yeah. And I wanted to be a giant and I wanted to hover over everyone else that day.
Yeah, man. It was a big thing. You're like, and that was my first time seeing you in person. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's this goddess walking around in 14-inch platform heels.
I love it. It's perfect.
Goddess in Heels. That's your next new album, Goddess in Heels.
I love it. I'm actually not wearing heels through my whole show anymore. Like, I used to wear heels all the time, but I'm also embracing the goddess side of myself that's barefoot. You know, that
wild, free
woman with, like, the, you know, there's something kind of beautiful and powerful about that, too. So I'm kind of splitting it up now on stage, like, half and half.
See, I love that what you wear is how you express yourself, too. So this album is stripped down, and you are more comfortable in what you're doing and less big platform stuff, too. So it matches the album for sure.
Yeah, and that's expressed on stage, too, when I can be more free on stage and I wear these big flowing kimono-y cape things that blow in the wind, and I can kind of just feel like a different side of powerful when I'm like that as well.
The Athena version.
Freer. I feel freer.
Athena Maria.
Yeah, exactly. The freeze.
Or Aphrodite, you know, whichever way you want to go.
Oh, you're sweet.
Oh, well, I'm speaking truth, love. It's okay.